Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing great. You know who is not doing great? The European Union, and especially their headquarters building. Right now, farmers are surrounding it, and there is, well, let me just read the story out of Zero Hedge. It says, manure, melting tires, and tear gas pervaded downtown Brussels this Monday morning as angry farmers encircled the European Union's headquarters. This protest coincides with a meeting of the bloc's agriculture ministers. The farmers are expressing their anger over the EU's disastrous green policies. And disastrous is an understatement. Check out this video right here. Let's see here. Play it real quick. Of course, this is live and it's not one to play for me. Come on, Ninja. Let's get this together. There we go. You can hear shots of tear gas off in the background, fires all around the building. And yet, I'm pretty sure this isn't in the mainstream press. It says hundreds of Belgian farmers on tractors clogged roadways around the European Council building. Videos posted on X show the chaotic scenes. Also, I'm going to put my link to my X profile down below. If you are on X and you wouldn't mind hitting the follow button, that'd be great. It says farmers in Brussels. One of the tweets came out. Farmers in Brussels continue their protests against the EU, starting bonfires in the streets. It's getting crazy, crazy intense down there. And it's good. This is actually great because you know what? People need to stand up for their rights. And governments around the world are completely crushing us with insane policies. Let me give you an example. How many people have heard? Put down below. In California, they want to outlaw garbage disposals. Yes, garbage disposals. They want things to be more green. So they want you to stop putting things down the drain. They want you to put it in a container for them, which is going to cost you more down the road. There's always a cost to everything. They are going to make gas fireplaces and gas heating in California outlawed by a certain date. They're just going to take away certain parts. You can't even repair the ones. It's like trying to ship in ammo to California. It's absolutely insane. It's disastrous. And a lot of people laugh around the U.S. They go, oh, California's crazy. I want you to understand something. California is the eighth largest economy on earth. So they push the needle. When you talk about the EU and their destructive policies, they're massive. When it comes to GDP and the power, the pushing of their authority, this is a big deal. It needs to be taken serious. I don't care if you don't live in either of those places. You need to be paying attention to this stuff and sharing these facts, because the truth is, this kind of information, this is not hitting the mainstream press. They do not want any bad press. They don't want you to know that farmers are out there because their livelihoods are being destroyed and the cost of your food is going up because of these insane policies. They don't want that in the media. So what can you do? If you share stuff, if you see a good video or a blog, share it out with your friends and family, but even better, go put it on your Facebook, go push it out to hundreds of thousands of people. It says here, hundreds of Belgian farmers descended on Brussels, where EU agriculture ministers will meet today. The chaotic scenes, police met with the rowdy crowd with water cannons, and protesters set fires to tires, dumped manure on the streets, and defied barricades. And it's getting even worse. You check this out. Just taking their farm implements and pushing down the barricades. It's getting intense, and they don't want you to know about this stuff. Here's another video. More tractors. Look at this. Check this out. Just ramming barricades. Look at the cops just standing in front of this. It's like, yeah, you better get out of the way. I think this dude's serious. These guys are standing up for their rights, and it's getting more and more intense. Point being is that we are in a moment. Oh, here, real quick. It says here, according to Bloomberg, farmers are angry about bureaucratic hurdles, trade deals, and climate-related rules and efforts to help Ukraine dump cheap grain onto markets. Please, please, please understand what's going on between the U.S. and the European Union, they're doing everything they can to keep Ukraine in this war, a proxy war that, in my opinion, we should not be a part of. Because there is stuff in Ukraine that they're hiding from the world. How many people understand that? You know, every time we say something like that online, you run the risk of, oh, they're going to shut you down again. So here, real quick, I'll just make this little ask. Thank you to everybody that just checked to see if they're unsubscribed. And thanks to everyone that hits the thumbs up and stuff. Because when you say things, they don't want everybody knowing. And the truth is, here's the truth. Social media accounts like this one and others, they get more views and more attention than the mainstream media now. Mainstream media is dying. Praise God. I mean God, the God that created this earth. That's not just a phrase. The God that created all of us. He exists. And there is light shining through all this darkness right now. And that's why I applaud the men and women that are standing up for their rights in Brussels right now. My heart goes out to you. It says here, check this out. The measures proposed by the commission are very weak, and it is more passing the hot potato to member states. Today's protest is the latest in the series of demonstrations by farmers across several EU countries, including France, Italy, and Spain. Blue-collar folks are also furious about imploding incomes and elevated inflation. Meanwhile, EU leaders are scrambling to defuse this ticking time bomb of social unrest spreading across the bloc. They are taking steps to reduce red tape and delay some green rules. It can always go more quickly, but we're already working faster than usual, David Carneville, Belgium's agriculture minister, told reporters Monday. I think that is a load of total crap. Carneville said, one can understand the anger of the farmers. One can also understand that some are in a difficult situation. Yeah, I bet you probably got a gun to your head by elitists. But aggression has never been a source of solutions. Are you high? All right, someone needs to go and fire that dude. See, that's the problem. That's the problem. That's never a solution. I don't know if you understand what you're doing, Carnival, but you're actually trying to back a war killing hundreds of thousands of people right now so that you could hide information in Ukraine. See, that's, they don't want the normal person uprising. They're like, no, we're the ones that are supposed to be the murderers. We're supposed to, you know, fund secret psyops and wars. That's the truth. You know, and the thing is, I just can't help myself. We're in a clown world. I'm thinking about just now when I get fired up, just go ahead and throw a clown wig on. What do you guys think? Just to, maybe everyone just secretly would know. Yeah, Ninja's talking about clown world right now. Everything's crazy. We don't want the good people uprising. Remember, laws are only for law-abiding citizens. They're not for the criminals. Those people just rob you, rape you, steal from you, freaking kill you. You know, you're supposed to live in fear of all those people because you're a law-abiding citizen. See, that's the thing. 99% of this world are good people. They really are. They just want to be left alone. They just want to be left alone. They want to live life and live it to its fullest. And there's like 1% of a tyrannical nation, and that 1% is growing, I believe, of people that want to steal and kill and destroy you. They're demonic. So you got to battle in the spirit. But, you know, as dark as it's getting, here's the thing. You can't identify light without darkness. You know that? You know, I can have a super bright light during the day and you're like, cool, what are you doing with your stupid light? You turn that light on in the middle of the night and point it at me and I'm going to be like, whoa, holy cow. You can't see light. You can't experience light. You can't experience good things, great things, amazing things, unless you've been through the fire, unless you've experienced the darkness. End of story. So to everybody that wants to stick their head in the ground like an ostrich and be a coward, well, then go do it in some little corner of a room where I don't got to see you. Because right now I'm fired up and I'm excited. You can't experience light without experiencing darkness. And if this last 4 years of this total human Roomba moron, and I only say moron because he's lived his life, like he admitted, he's been with Jill since she was 14 years old. self-admittedly on the mainstream press. The photos are out there when she was his nanny. You know, we couldn't have seen all this darkness without having that guy running this place. Hope you understand that. What do you think about the clown wig idea? Should I do that? I really think maybe I should. Just start every time I get fired up, just throw on the clown wig. Here we go. We're at the circus. Let's all just watch the pomp and circumstance and all the morons just running around leading this place. I hope you guys got something out of this. Sorry I got fired up, but man, my heart goes out to everyone in Brussels right now that are fighting the good fight of faith. Because quite honestly, you wouldn't be fighting if you didn't believe you could win, right? How many of you agree with that? You wouldn't fight if you didn't believe you could win. Most people, they just give up. We're done. This is going to be our year, 2024. As everything gets darker, we're going to succeed. End of story. The Economic Ninja is out.